tool, especially assisting the migrant population. So we also realized that the migrant population might be very small, so language communities within the migrant population can be very small, and that can also prevent the right translation and etc. So what we have done, both with the Directorate of Immigration, with the police, with the shelters and with social service, is to use telephone interpretation. So many public institutions have an agreement with telephone interpreters that speak English and are based either in the UK or the US. And we use that to overcome the language barrier. And this has also meant that when it comes to assisting in cases when they come up, interpretation can be provided at least as needed at that time in over 200 languages within a few minutes, which is something that we had not experienced before. But this has been used a lot. And then also with social media, we have tried to target when we are targeting the migrant population, to target through social media, focusing on people that have their social media in other languages than Icelandic, to reach better the migrant population, which has proved successful.
Elizabeth, to answer the question on intersex.
Yes, thank you. I was asked about the procedures on intersex children when parents do not agree. And